Good morning, dear participants, and welcome to the third quarter 2015 Tethys Oil. We are happy and pleased to be able to present yet another strong quarter. All parameters worth measuring are still pointing the right way, namely upwards, at least those that we can influence. The oil price is still considerably lower than it was last year, but we continue to deliver both growth and solid cash flow. Production is up 7% quarter-on-quarter. Sales is up 16% quarter-on-quarter. Quarter EBITDA, 153 million, in line with the second quarter. The result is sharply up by 32%. We actually have an earnings per share for this quarter only of 2 crowns per share. Very strong cash position, 485 million crowns, close to 1 billion crowns or $60 million. Work program continues unabated. 13 wells drilled on Blocks 3 and 4 in Oman, and we've also had success with our drilling program in Lithuania. All in all, a very strong quarter. Asset base remains unchanged and intact. Lithuania, 3 licenses, where we now see some positive indications from the exploration program in the eastern parts of Lithuania. France, still on hold, awaiting political changes. Oman, going forward at good and healthy speed. Average daily production in Oman is up for the year. It's been around 10,000 barrels per day net to us for the last months. We stand by our guidance, where we expect production to continue to increase, but we expect to see monthly fluctuations. The focus on the production side for the third and fourth quarter has been very much on boosting the production from the water injection programs, where we have seen continued water injection in new additional fault blocks in along the Farha trend in Blocks 3, and also a major effort that will continue in the fourth quarter aimed at increasing production and pressure from the Shahad. Cash flow situation, extremely strong. Of course, it's positive. During the nine-month period, we actually generated close to half a billion crowns of cash, invested 260 million crowns, leaving us with a strong free cash flow to be used for other things. We continue to expect Blocks 3 and 4 to be fully covered by the cash also going forward. Same situation in Lithuania. We expect operations there to be fully financed from cash and cash flow within the Lithuanian company. All in all, also at oil prices of around $50 per barrel, Tethys Oil is generating substantial free cash. Production shows steady growth through  2012, 2013, 2014, has continued through 2015. 20% up compared to Q3 2014. As we have stated, we continue to expect production to increase, although we will continue to see monthly fluctuations. On that note, when we get into the details of the quarter and the over-underlift discussion, I would like to leave the floor to an expert in that particular field, our CFO, Morgan Sadrangani. Morgan, please.
Thank you, Magnus, and good morning to everybody. I'm going to walk you through the financials of the third quarter report. Looking at the barrels sold, we sold over 580,000 barrels during the third quarter, and this is the second consecutive quarter with an overlift movement of around 100,000 barrels. We expect the overlift to be significantly reduced in the fourth quarter, which together with lower oil prices, will affect sales and results. Looking at sales in MSEK, in kronor, it amounted to 307 million Swedish kronor, which is up 16% quarter on quarter. As the overlift movement and the exchange rate is stable between second and third quarter, the key factors, the key drivers behind the sales increase are the production increase and the oil price improvement. As mentioned earlier, we carry an overlift position as per the end of September, and the value of the overlift is around 50 million Swedish kroners. Oil prices, we've seen them continue to drop since third quarter 2014, and it was a very significant drop between fourth quarter 2014 and the first quarter 2015. Since then, oil prices have been relatively stable. The prices have come down slightly further for the first part of the fourth quarter. Our price is in line with the Brent oil price, but comes with a two-month delay. We've seen an oil price average for the nine-month period of and for the third quarter of around $60 to $61 per barrel. Our EBITDA is, as Magnus mentioned, is very much in line with the second quarter, 153 million Swedish kronors for third quarter, same as for the second quarter. The margin is, however, down, and this is due to the OPEX increase, which is where we compensate for the overlift movement during the third quarter, and that value is around 50 million Swedish kronor. So that effect is taken out. So in the EBITDA, it's net of that overlift movement. Looking at OPEX, we can see that it the total OPEX is up again. It's affected by the overlift movement. I'll come back to that. But you can also see that the admin expenditures have been normalized compared to the second quarter. They were in the second quarter. We had a cost, one-off cost for the incentive program to employees. Looking at adjusted netback and OPEX per barrel, where we remove these over-underlift adjustments, and we look at it from a per barrel and a U.S. dollar perspective, you can see that the OPEX per barrel for the first, second, and the third quarter are very stable. It's between $10.7 to $12.1 per barrel. You can also see that our netback has come down due to the lower oil prices, but it's still around $20 per barrel, even at this oil price level, which is for the 9 months and the third quarter, it's around $60 to $61 per barrel. Of these, around $11 in OPEX per barrel, 50-60% are more of direct lifting cost, field-related OPEX. Looking at the net result after tax, it's been growing for every quarter. This is due to higher oil prices and higher production. Remember that any over-underlift adjustment is removed from the result, so this is sort of net of that effect. So we've had a very positive growth in results for all quarters during the 2015. Looking at the balance sheet, it remains, again, as we've said so many times, very strong. We're a net cash position of 485 million Swedish kroners. Almost all of our cash and cash equivalents are held in U.S. dollars, which is a good natural hedge, but it has also proven to be a very good placement. It has appreciated against the Swedish krona during the nine-month period. The exchange rate as per the end of September was 8.45. I think the dollar has appreciated slightly since then. Looking at oil and gas investments, slightly volatile. We invested 131 million Swedish in the first quarter, only 50 in the second quarter, and now 85 for the third quarter. It's mainly timing related and does not point to trend, and we can again conclude for the third quarter as well as for the 9 months that all investments have been covered by cash flow from operations. We'll look at how the investments, where they have gone. It's been to drill wells to some extent. You can see that there's been 13 wells drilled in the third quarter in 2015, most of them related to the Farha and Shahad oil fields. We have 4 rigs in operation currently. We expect to add yet another rig towards the end of 2015. And with that, I'll give the floor back to Magnus.
Thank you very much, Morgan. So a few words on the technical operations in Oman. Onshore blocks 3 and 4, the seismic acquisition programs continue, also unaffected by the oil price environment. And by the end of the year, we will have complete 3D coverage over the entire central part of the blocks with the main play fairway of our main known reservoirs today, which is going to be quite an important milestone in what we set out to do a couple of years ago, namely get a full 3D picture of what we actually have to deal with. We've seen continued work focused on the Farha South and Shahad fields. Those are our main producers. We see ample upside in those areas also. We've drilled a few far-field wells. We're learning more about the geology also outside our core production areas. And as the database there grows and we get and the seismic coverage will be completed, we will expect to see more activity in the far-field area also. But by no means have we exhausted the opportunities in our core areas. The Farha South field situation ends September 2015. We see now that water injection have been implemented in more than 80% of the known oil-producing blocks, and additional prospects are added virtually every month. We expect to see focus on Farha, both for the continuation of this year by adding yet additional 4 blocks to the water injection program, and next year to set out to continue to drill as yet undrilled 4 blocks. Our success rate remains close to 80% on the 4 blocks, and as the seismic interpretation expands, we are confident we'll find yet additional 4 blocks. So the Farha trend is by no means exhausted. It's very solid, it's homogeneous, it's well understood, and we have every reason to believe we will continue to see substantial growth both from production and reserves as we continue to work in the Farha South field. Shahad, our second biggest producer, offers a somewhat more challenging environment where we have yet to learn more and are learning more. Focus for the fourth quarter will be on water injection in the Shahad B and F fields. They have been our most prolific producers from the Shahad field, substantial reserves left. If we can show that water injection works as well as it does in Farha, we are going to see a production ramp up from the Shahad field also. The Shahad is a carbonate reservoir. It's much more fickle, much more inhomogeneous than the clastics of the Farha South, and therefore offers additional challenges. But the opportunities remain quite big, both with undrilled prospects and still to continue to expand the producing areas of the fields that are already in production. You see the yellow rims here on the slide. And both this year, and we expect also next year, water injection and step-out drilling to further enhance both reserves and production from Shahad, and of course, maturing and drilling additional prospects. Further, we're working on tying the Shahad into the Farah area and the Barik of the Farah area into the Shahad area. So expect a lot more reasonably low-risk work to be carried out in the core areas of Farah and Shahad. So, to conclude, we crossed 10,000 barrels of oil per day in production for Q3 2015. We are in a very strong financial position, and also in this oil price environment, we generate very robust numbers and offering growth and free cash. We will continue to focus on what we have done best, while of course also expand both in Lithuania and work on the far field opportunities, blocks 3 and 4. And needless to say, with the oil price environment, where it's now clear that Tethys stands extremely strong, at least as strong as we have said we would be, there is also opportunity out there to possibly take on new projects at attractive terms. And with our strong cash balance, we see ample opportunity both on that side, but of course also to implement our capital structure goals of also distributing cash back to shareholders. So we would expect to see that to continue, including a share buyback program that we have implemented earlier this year. So all in all, please continue to follow us. We have yet a very strong quarter, and we expect to see many more to come. Thank you. Questions?
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to ask a question, please press 0 followed by the 1 on your telephone keypad. If you wish to withdraw this request, you may do so by pressing 0 followed by the 2 to cancel. Once again, to register for a question, please press 0 followed by the 1 on your telephone keypad. There will be a brief pause whilst questions are being registered. The first question comes from Johan Sved from Pareto Securities. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Good morning, Magnus and Morgan. A few questions on my end. First off, you had a move in the cash position that you mentioned is related to new ventures. Could you add a bit more detail on that, perhaps?
Morgan, cash is your department.
Right. You're referring to the strengthening of the cash and bank, I assume, from the balance sheet. Made in relation to possible new venture opportunities where we may need to present financial capacity. And to be an attractive acquirer, we may have to present technical capabilities or financial capabilities. This is part of that window dressing, if you wish. So that's all it is.
Okay, so that means it's not enough to have the credit line available. You actually need to have it drawn down to be able to show cash in the bank, so to say.
Let's put it that way. There can be situations where it can be of interest to show proof that a credit line is not only there but also immediately active.
Yeah. Okay. And then a few questions on timing on upcoming results. So in Lithuania, first off, you're doing the production test now, right, on the recent exploration success that you had there. Any update in terms of timing on that production test?
The it's correct. The well is in intermittent production. A core analysis is ongoing, and it's being paired with cores taken in other parts and the general database. So we would say continual updates as they are present, but work is ongoing, and as soon as we have something conclusive, either for what we have achieved or what we will achieve what we aim to do in the future, that will be immediately presented.
Okay, and essentially the same question for the water injection program at the Shahd field. You mentioned now that you're up to five injectors that you're evaluating. Any update on the timing on when we might get a comprehensive readout on that?
I think the to answer that question, Johan, I would say the best measure is simply to follow our monthly production updates. Any significant change on the upside to the production is likely to come from the water injection in Shahd. When and if it works, it will be first obvious in the production updates.
Okay. So, do I understand you correctly then? If the injectors that you're sort of evaluating right now, that those flows are not yet reflected in the production numbers?
Without necessarily comment if they are not, as water injection in water injection wells are drilled and additional wells are put in position, injectors are put in position. Remember, I mean, that could be several months lead time before we actually see a result. So expect that the upcoming production updates will be good guidance as to how the program evolves.
Okay. Got it. Thank you very much.
As another reminder, to register for a question, please press 0 followed by the 1 on your telephone keypad. There will be a further pause while questions are being registered. Thank you. There appear to be no further questions. I'll return the conference back to you, sir.
In that case, may we invite you to join us again on the 9th of February next year, where we expect to present the results for the fourth quarter 2015. Thank you very much, and på gensyn.